the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Skies, they're as blue as the eyes of the woman who's waiting there for me. And there's gold, she says, in Colorado. There's plenty a man can do. Yes, there's gold, she says, out in Colorado. And I'm going there to get me some too. Yes, there's gold,
they say,
in Colorado. There's plenty a man can do. Yes, there's gold,
they say,
out in Colorado. And I'm going there to get me some too. Now I'm get me some tea. Yes, I'm going there to get me, going there to get me, going there to get me some tea.
Well, according to their website, amyandadams.com,
Amy walked into a bar in 1993 called the Blue Guitar in Stillwater, Minnesota, and into Mark's life to perform at an open mic. Amy was the voice for I'm Flyin'. It was love at first here, and the rest is herstory and history. Amy was born back in 60 and grew up on the shores of White Bear Lake, and I believe Mark started out life around Marshalltown, Iowa, and the rest is history. Amy and Adams. You know, I really wish I had more music by them. So if you're listening, Amy or Mark, get a hold of me because I love to play your music. And my motto is you send it and I'll play it. And I am your host, Carl Unbehan, from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, where it's graduation night at Northland College. The kids were lined up in the hall outside the studio. Now they're in the gymnasium and about to enter a new phase in their lives. We wish them all the luck in the world. I graduated from college back 44 years ago at the University of Wisconsin at River Falls. Ah, my. Well, we hope you're here for a good time because we're going to have a good time this evening.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, his name is Roy Holden, and Roy is from Bloomington, Minnesota, and this is his first time on Minnesota Homebrew. He's born in Kansas and raised in South Dakota. He's been playing music all his life and has been part of the Minnesota music scene since the early 80s, playing in bands such as Sweetwater, Livewire, Massey Ferguson, Ringer, the Alfalfa Males, and now with Buffaloaf. He hails from Bloomington, and he's also the co-coordinator for the Twin Cities Workshop of the Nashville Songwriters Association International, makes regular trips to Nashville to write with songwriters there and to pitch his songs to major artists. Here's Roy Holden with 1968.
It was bordering on chaos, but leaders black and white were gunned down for standing up for what they thought was right, trying to change our direction before it was too late. That was America in 1968. Several years into not quite a war, it didn't look like we could win. Too easy to hate someone for the color of their skin. A nation balanced on the edge, no room for a mistake. How could things get worse than they were in 1968? So drive another wedge between us, one more line we cannot cross, 'cause that person doesn't look or think or sin just like us. The melting pot is boiling, and we stoke the fires of hate like we've never learned a damn thing since 1968. 1968. Could it be we've lost the war on civility? It seems we lack the skills to discuss or disagree. The Trojan horse is waiting right outside the gate, and the whole world is watching like in 1968. So drive another wedge between us, one more line we cannot cross, 'cause that person doesn't look or think or sin just like us. The melting pot is boiling, and we stoke the fires of hate like we've never learned a damn thing since 1968. Like we've never learned a damn thing since 1968. 1968. 1968.
Roy Holden, 1968. I sent Roy a Facebook message and said, as a songwriter, I find this rather coincidental, but I also have a song titled 1968 because that's the year I graduated from high school. And my song is different. It's not political at all. It's very personal. But that's what music's all about. Up next, Carrie Arnett. And Carrie is a lady who grew up in the rural south central Wisconsin. I discerned around Madison, and she was experimenting with writing, playing, and singing music from a young age, including teaching herself to play piano. Wasn't until her early 20s that Carrie taught herself guitar and began performing. Soon, her inspirations led her to draw rich sounds from older country folk styles of music and brought her into the Americana scene. Now she's currently based in the Twin Cities and is a singer-songwriter who procures a light of introspection while live on stage and whose voice touches the depths of souls. Here's Carrie Arnett and Love Someone. And folks, don't forget, make some comments. Go on our Minnesota Homebrew Facebook page, comment on the songs, and like us while you're there. Again, Love Someone by Carrie Arnett. And if you're down in central Wisconsin on Friday, May 20th, you'll find her at the Elbow Room Bar with Gaylynn Goodwill. The Elbow Room Bar in Stevens Point. Now, I have never hung out in Stevens Point. I've been through it a few times. But I know I like their beer down that way. They make a great amber ale. And oh, their wheat ale, which is called Naked Beach, is another good one. And they make a Radler, which is a soda pop mixed with beer, which is a German creation. And that's, what's that called? Coastal. And it has lime and grapefruit in it. So Point makes some really good beer. And they are the second oldest continuous running family brewery in the United States. Thank you, Carrie, for that fine song. Now, I'm going to have some fun with this because I dug deep for this song. Found it on a 45 packed away in my file cabinet. And it's by a Minnesota-based group from the 70s called the Other Brothers. They were, I think they maybe started out with a whole bunch of the Madison Brothers, but I only saw them as a duo featuring Art and Dale Madison. Now, I performed in a group called the Esquires back in the 60s, about 65, with Art and Dale and Don Karski on drums. And let me tell you something. These guys were professional. These guys had confidence. These guys sang like the Everly Brothers. They were truly amazing and taught me a lot. And I thank you, Art and Dale and Donnie, for that. So we're going to play, I don't know if there was an A-side to the record or not, but it's called You Can Tear Down the House, But You Can't Wreck the Home, vocal by Art Madison. And guys, I love you. I miss you. And we'll talk soon on Facebook. Here's the Other Brothers.
You can tear down the house, but you will never wreck the home. Oh, the place where I lived as a boy. Well, my daddy worked so hard just so us kids wouldn't starve. I guess we were considered kind of poor. We were the richest kids in town, cause our home was built of love. Our home was built of love, peace and joy. You can tear down the house, but you will never wreck the home. Of the place where I lived as a boy. On that little piece of ground, love will always be around. It'll always be love, peace and joy. She is a saint. The only hell she raised was with her boys' wild ways. But then she'd give us love, peace, and joy. You can tear down the house, but you will never wreck the home. Oh, the place where I lived as a boy. On that little piece of ground, love will always be around. There will always be love, peace, and joy.
Well, doesn't that just make you want to dance? Art Madison and Dale Madison. And, I bet the background singers, players are probably friends of mine. I don't know if Kay Kaiser was in that recording or what, but the Other Brothers, You Can Tear Down the House, But You Can't Wreck the Home. The B-side to that was a song called, a ballad called How Far Can a Memory Go? Very, very nice song. And I think Art even got some interest on those songs down in Nashville. I'll have to ask him about that and get back to you. Reminding you that we're on from 7 to 8 p.m., almost always live, just about to enter our fifth year of Minnesota Homebrew, and we have 351 very hard-earned likes on Facebook. So go on there and give us a like. We'd appreciate it. Up next, Frazee, Minnesota's Todd Sisson with Wood and Steel. And we want to wish Todd a speedy recovery. We understand he had a mild heart attack very recently. And hope you get better real soon, Todd. And you're out there entertaining the crowds. Here's Wood and Steel by Todd Sisson.
The border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, we're working our way through Ricky Stage's Give It Up CD, and we're at song number 7 called The Who People, subtitled Bad Dream. And that's all he says on his little yellow sheet that he sent me. Must have had a bad dream. I don't know if that involved a night at the Wolf Creek Bar or not, but or maybe up at Trade River, who knows. But Ricky, we appreciate your music. We're real excited about your working on a new CD. That's wonderful. Do not give it up, my friend. Here's Ricky Stage with The Who People, Bad Dream.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, there's something I gotta tell you. You may not believe me, starts out like this. I was driving in the Barrens late one night. I stopped my truck just to rest my eyes. Some local farmer happened to be driving by. He backed up his pickup and asked, "Are you feeling alright?" He said, "Son, we'll look at you and look like you're ready to die. It looks like you need something to make you feel alive." He reached in his pocket, took out one thin smoke. He gave it to me, drove away, and left me alone. Well, things started moving right in front of me. The moon was bright, it was easy, easy to see. Something touched my arm and looked at me. It was short, hairy, weird-looking teeth. I got scared.
No, no.
Screamed.
No, no.
Cracked my pants and it went.
One bad dream. Ricky Stage from Cushing, Wisconsin, the town that's so small the local streetwalker has to use a treadmill. Well, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, our second new act of the evening, and his name is Josh Granley. Now, I found his Reverb Nation and SoundCloud page, And I looked at his Facebook page and I said, I know this fella. He's from Oslo, Minnesota, which is 44 miles straight west of Thief River Falls on Highway 2, right, not 2, Highway 1, right on the North Dakota border, about, I don't know, 7 miles north of East Grand Forks. But Josh has been at my workplace, the Workforce Center in Thief River Falls. I've met him, I know, I've met him somewhere, maybe at Riverfest, I'm not sure, but I'm not sure if I knew he was a musician. And here he writes music. What a pleasant surprise. So I got a song here called Summer Shine. And I understand Josh not only plays guitar, but also bass guitar and does vocals and does some studio work over there in Grand Forks. So here's Josh Granley with Summer Shine on Homebrew.
Summer shine in your eye, and you show no surprise. Still you're feeling as though you're dreaming under the sweet summer light. Maybe this season I'll have a reason. I need my hands to be untied, and then I'm hoping words could be spoken under the sweet summer shine. Oh, summer shine. Sun, when it rose, it glistened off your nose. Such a sweet summer shine. I thought I died and gone to heaven, because knowing you fills my soul. Then I realized sweet summer sunshine, and it was so.
Granley from Oslo, Minnesota. Oslo's also another small town right there on the border, just west of Alvarado. Josh, I hope you're listening. Thank you very much for the nice song. I really like your voice. Well, up next, the Riddle Brothers. And they consist of Michael Riddle, whom we've played his solo album here, and his two brothers. And they perform very regularly. In fact, today they played two gigs at this afternoon, one at the Maplewood Care Center and one at the Wellington. And then they packed up and went over to the Jack's Cafe from 6 to 8 p.m. So there's still time to hear them if you're driving around that neighborhood. Tomorrow night they'll be at the Summit Place Senior Living Center. And then on Sunday, what does this mean? Bo Ridley for Just One More Step at the Bunker Hills Regional Park. So all kinds of things. Gosh, I envy you guys playing so much. And then they also play Monday at Mystic Lake Casino as the Riddle Brothers group. So that's from noon to 5 p.m. Hey, that's a good time, Bob Muscovitz, to go down to the casino and drop in a few quarters and then head over and hear the Riddle Brothers. That's Monday, May 15th at Mystic Lake Casino. Here's the title song from their Cotton Valley Store CD.
It was a three-room shop on a two-block street, in a one-horse town fighting for its life and getting beat. Little general store selling produce, canned goods, cane poles, hardware, chips, and chicken feed. Just a kid I was stocking back, and after a while, he'd hand me a dollar and I'd spend it on the candy aisle. And all the local folk would congregate, sharing news and views and buy a thing or two. He called them all by name, asked about their children, saw everybody the same. You were special in his eyes. At his Cotton Valley store, a customer was king, and your satisfaction worth more than the profits that he'd bring. And if times were really tough and you couldn't pay the bill, carried him up in a long black hearse. A small town felt a tremor in its universe. And the store, like the man, lost its life as the malls and the chain stores took its breath away. Nothing remains but a ghost.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, we're going to throw some numbers at you here. This comes from Bring Me the News, powered by Go Media. And the first number is 18. 18 is the number of brewers there were in the state of Minnesota in the year 2011, 5 years ago. Next number, 127. That's how many there are in 2016, according to the Minnesota Department of Safety's Alcohol Gambling and Enforcement Division. Isn't that wonderful? 4,225. That's how many craft breweries there were in the United States in 2015. $337.59. No, that's not how much beer money I spend every week. It's how much money the average Minnesotans 21 and over spent on craft beer in 2014. $631,955. That's how many barrels of craft beer are produced each year in Minnesota, according to the Brewers Association, which equates to 5 gallons for every Minnesotan who is 21 and over. I guess they're not counting the ones that are drinking illegally, huh? $25,435. That's how many direct jobs the brewing industry created in Minnesota in 2014, according to the National Beer Wholesalers Association. 150. That's how many events are going on around the state this week involving craft beer. So there you have it. I just can't say it enough. And I like quality over quantity. Never was much of a beer drinker. Actually, I didn't start drinking until I was about 50 when I discovered an amber ale at my friend's house in Toma, Wisconsin. And I said, you mean there's actually beer that tastes good? Last Saturday, my friend Andy and I took our friend Jack to Grand Forks for his birthday because it was a very significant number. I won't say what it is, but the three of us went over to Rhombus Brewing and we sampled several beers, just little glasses, you know, and I am extremely impressed. I had their golden ale and their wheat ale, their porter, which is nitro rather than carbonated, and a taste of their little hoppier beer, but wonderful. Everyone had a good time. They have a bar menu there, no pizza. As you know, right around the corner, Rhombus Guys has their pizza shop. And we had a wonderful time. So if you get over to Grand Forks, visit in the old Opera House just over there by Widman Candy. Visit Rhombus Brewing Company. Well, up next, as I've posted on our Facebook page, it's not fair that one person has so much talent. Here's Phyllis Johnson with Mr. Callahan.
kicking back down by the creek. Water splashing as it rolls on by. The birds are singing their evening tune. It's a country lullaby. It's a country lullaby where dreams come true. It's a country lullaby, just me and you. Up at the stars, into a clear night sky, twinkling out the lyrics to a country lullaby. Yeah, it's a country lullaby where dreams come true. It's a country lullaby, just me and you. Are singing high, seeking out their lovers to a country lullaby. Yeah, it's a country lullaby where dreams come true. It's a country lullaby, just me and you.
Next, the Shalo Lee Band with Waiting on You Now here on Minnesota Homebrew as we're winding down.
Said I'm waiting on you now, I'm waiting on you now, I'm waiting on you now, I'm waiting on you now. It's been so long, yet my feelings grow strong for you. You would wait forever. Now I know that now I want to be together. You said said, I'm waiting on you now. 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 He said, I'm waiting.
Shiloh Lee Band. Let's see what we have about Shiloh. She's singer-songwriter originally from River Falls, Wisconsin. Duh, I went to college there. I already mentioned that. Upon being taught by her 12-year-old sister to sing at the age of 18 months, she began building her life as an artist. After auditioning and getting her first paying gig for the legendary Jim Owen at the Mickey Gilley Theater in Branson, Missouri, she went on to front countless regional bands with numerous vocal competitions and perform throughout the country and beyond. But has she performed in Hackensack? I don't think so. Shiloh's most recent live bands include co-fronting Mick Sterling and the Irresistibles, her Americana project, Shiloh Lee and the Northern Southern, and of course her most recent ensemble, the Shiloh Lee Band. In February of 2014, she released her debut original album, Hometown Girls, and she lives a happy, grateful, and modest life in Northeast Minneapolis. No better place to live in the Twin Cities than Northeast Minneapolis. Well, we don't have any time left. Other, we should mention that if you're down around the Tavern in Northfield, Minnesota, tomorrow night, May 13th, no, Saturday night, May 14th, Nigel Egg with Bobby Ekstrand, called The Egg and E, will be playing from 8 to 11 p.m. That's tomorrow evening. No, check that again. That's Saturday evening, May 14th, at the Tavern at Northfield. Ending the night with Pat Leonard's band. Here's another Wait song. Let's wait. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for Minnesota Music Memories. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.